Hey, it's Russell Peters here, and you're listening to Culturally Canceled. Before we get into this episode, I want to let you guys know what shows I got coming up, in case you want to see me live. June 3rd to June 5th, I'll be in Bridgeport, Connecticut at the Stress Factory. June 10th to June 13th, you can catch me in Irvine, California at the Irvine Improv. July 9th to July 11th, I'll be in Ontario, California at the Improv there. August 5th to August 7th, I'll be in Oklahoma City at the Bricktown Comedy Club. And August 12th to August 14th, I'll be in Liberty Township, Ohio at the Funny Bone. There's always more dates being added, so keep checking RussellPeters.com for updates. And listen to Culture Canceled, and I'll be letting you know about other dates. Hey, did you like last week's episode? Did we leave you wanting more? Well, if so, good, because we have more to give. This is the second part of my fantastic conversation with Big Daddy Kane, Ari Spears, Mad Skills, and Lord Furness. If you're tuning in now and didn't catch last week's episode, do yourself a favor and go back. You can listen to them out of order, and it's all good, but just make sure you listen to them both. You're probably better off listening to it in order. What we talk about is the difference between a lyricist and an MC, our Mount Rushmores of comedy and hip-hop, and we identify which places in the United States qualify as East Coast. Hint, it's not just New York City. Enjoy the episode, people. I know you'll love it, because I know I enjoyed doing it.
It's just crazy, because it's like with us, you know what I'm saying, as MCs, speaking for Kane and Ness, like coming from battle standpoints, we know how to use words to make motherfuckers feel lesser than themselves. And y'all do the same thing in a joking way. We do it in a competitive way where we want to win the battle.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's that or, you know, comedically, when people go, words are ridiculously powerful. Mm-mm. I got what I call the nuclear button, where, like I said, I've said things and people have wanted to fight me, but I always said, if I get into a situation, like sometimes, you know, dudes be with their girls be drunk, the girls be worse than the dudes.
Facts.
But the girls are out of control and the dude won't check them. So, you know, my thing is I'll say to a dude, hey man, control your bitch nigga.
Woo.
Now, when you say that, you better be prepared.
It hit different.
Because especially in certain black areas,
that hit different.
So I said, I'll never say that unless I'm ready to throw hands, I got a good exit plan, or it's well-deserved.
Right.
Because
right.
If it's well-deserved, the crowd will ride with you on that.
Right. In a battle, I always, when I was heavy in the battle, on the battle circuit, I was always like, I would watch a rapper as I was battling him. And if I saw his hands do like this,
right,
I was like, damn, nigga, I won. Like, you want to fight me. I won. Like, I know I got you now because I see you welling up.
Well, let me ask y'all a question, because since I'm here with Rap Royalty, how come battle rappers are often labeled as not being able to make records? Like it's almost like street ball versus NBA pro ball, because that street shit don't cut it in the NBA.
The and one cast.
Yeah, why would hip hop, the battle rappers can't seem to make good music outside of battling?
It's a transition. And I had to learn that transition, because if you listen to my earlier records, I never knew when to stop rapping. Nobody put it in a format for me. You could do 12 bars here, 16. You know, they ain't schedule it out. So I'm doing it how I feel. You know, I'm listening to the message. Melly Mel ain't had no hook in that. I mean, if you know, he did, but listen how long the rap went. And so I'm thinking, all right, you just rap until you proved your point. So my shit was like 50, 60 bars until I mean, I look at myself now and go, damn, man, I done threw away maybe 3-4 albums. Because if I'd have broke the shit down to 12, 16, you know, and it's a formula, and they don't teach you the formula. Well, I wasn't taught the formula. I just came out the street, and I kind of listened to records that were out and kind of patterned my songs behind certain things. But it's a transition. But once you learn the transition, if right. I found out I could put my toughest 8 rhyme lines in a verse, and that was it. Oh man, I'd probably be on my 10th album right now.
But you gotta learn the transition.
Yeah.
You have to learn the transition. A lot of people have a difficult time really processing that. You know, like when you're a battle rapper, it's a certain way that you're used to doing things, attack and approach that you use, where like you come into the studio trying to use that same thing, not realizing that less is better, you know, bring it back some. And I mean, I had to learn that from Biz Markie. That was my teacher. I had to learn that from him because I started as a battle rapper. That's all I knew how to do was battle people and just spit bars at you. Right. You know, he had to teach me how to structure songs. He had to even teach me how to read an audience. You know, cause Biz used to have me on stage saying funny rhymes about girls. Because, you know, Biz liked the funny stuff, the comedy stuff. So I, you know, I had funny rhymes about girls. And I would say these on stage. And I'm like, you know, okay, yeah, it's cool. But then one night we had to do a show opening up for Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick when they had Lottie Dottie. And I'm like, this is what Rick do. I'm like, I'm going to sound like a biter doing this shit, man. You know, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing Biz. Like, trust me, trust me. And I didn't listen. And when Biz started beatboxing, I just started, and the whole crowd, you know, yes, I'm gonna go get me a Heineken. You want to hold the bar? like the whole crowd just ignoring us, you know? Yeah, and that, like that, and that's when I learned that. Okay, yeah, you don't know everything, and it's like it's just different levels. You need to sit back, listen, study this shit, you know, for real, you know.
Can a Murder Mook or a Loaded Lux beat a Nas or a Jay-Z if they were to try to go head up
as a battle to battle?
As a battle.
I mean, it depends. But those guys battle differently now.
On, you know, in a battle in their arena. They definitely got a heads up because it's not a beat that they got to rhyme to. They don't got to be syncopated. It's almost just like talking. It's almost like poetry. Right. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, to piggyback on what Kane said, Biz taught him, you know what I'm saying, how to structure songs, how to talk to women. I directly learned from Kane without him even knowing.
I ain't say nothing about how to talk to women. Those your words.
That marriage shit is serious, nigga.
Hey, one of my favorite.
No, he's saying
like I had that part down. I didn't need no help hollering at chicks.
That shit in the blood, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So from listening to songs like Smooth Operator, Ain't No Half Stepping, I learned how to get a line off in a cool song that girls still would like. And you know, you talking about me as a artist and a writer, and you know, and I'm running. I ran with the ghostwriter thing, but I got that from him.
Right.
From him doing records for Shantae and doing records for Biz. Like, the original GOAT of that whole ghostwriting shit is right here. Before Hov, before, you know what I mean? Before all of that. So for me, not, you know, knowing how to structure songs came from just listening to Long Live the Kane, came from listening to Another Victory, like all that shit. And even when he wanted to get his rap shit off, he still got his rap shit off. When he wanted to lay back and take his foot off the gas, it was still amazing to me. You know what I'm saying? It was still amazing to me.
One of the favorite cats I like to listen to is Chino XL. Because Chino always fucking be reviewing the news in his rhymes. But Chino never really had a song that you could be like, yo, I could play this at a party.
Right.
But I would always separate an MC from a beat. You know, it was like, well, I like this beat, so I'm going to play the instrumental. But Chino was one of them cats where you're like, Chino, don't use a beat. Just fucking acapella that shit because I want to hear what you have to say.
I
want to
hear what you got to say. Like, I like to be able to get those lines off. Like, a killer line to me just stands out so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard, I was listening to J. Cole's project last night, and that motherfucker said, he said, I really can't complain about nothing. Not on no Bill Cosby shit, but if they still sleeping, fuck them. And I was like, whoo, that's a cold line.
Right.
Like, and to even put the disclaimer in it, like, not on no Bill Cosby shit, but if they sleeping, fuck them. I was like, oh, shit.
See, Cole is one of them kids that's what I mean. It's about them young kids paying attention to what was happening before them and flipping it into their own their own lane.
Facts.
And so kids like Cole, you can tell when they're paying homage to what came before them.
Right.
Was there ever any moment where there was some tension maybe between you and LL? Because, you know, y'all had that smooth lady shit. You know, he would never sit in a locker room or in the bus. Yo, Kane, think you mean, man? It's a bananas, baby.
And L is, Ellis, he's always been competitive.
Like, I know, but Kane ain't me, man. He chopped it, man, but I'm more mocha with the cream, baby. It's crazy, man. He ain't me, man. I see him with the gold chains and, you know, got all the girls, but, you know, I just stripped down to my skivvies and rubbed myself with pudding, man. Sexy, baby.
Rub myself in pudding.
You ever see your nipples when you got pudding on it? It's bananas, man.
It's bananas. Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, was it ever anything between y'all? Like you
nah,
and L?
Not really. Nah, me and L always been, you know, real cool. He's someone that I've always, you know, always respected.
Right.
And even right now today, you know, when you talk about, you know, greatest rapper, he's who I always refer to as the GOAT.
Right.
You know,
I was actually texting with L today. And I told him you was here, and he said he said he's in New York. Others have come by and hung out, but he said to tell you peace.
I did a movie with LL, a little low-budget movie called Out of Sync.
I remember
and
that.
LL don't really have a sense of humor, man.
He does.
When you joke with him, and I remember I did, at that time, my manager was Norm Nixon and Debbie Allen. A lot of celebs would come by the house, and I remember Norm said, "Hey man, do L for L," and I did it, and he was like, "Your side, man, solo lick looking for me, for real though." You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. So you know, he takes himself seriously.
Right,
man.
Right.
I think he's chilled out on that over the years.
Right.
Like I remember when I listened to I Shot Ya, the joint with all of them, with Prodigy, rest in peace, Fat
Keith
Joe.
Keith Murray, everybody was
on there. You know what I'm saying? Keith and Foxy. And Foxy's on the record. Foxy is super hot at the time. And, you know, she do her verse, bye-bye, she do her whole thing. And then LL comes on at the end of the record. They're just talking all this crazy shit. And he's just like, yeah, female rappers too. I don't give a fuck, boo. And
right,
I was just
right,
like, God
right.
damn, like this nigga, you can still be on the record with this nigga,
right.
hence cannabis.
Right.
And you could be on the record with this nigga, and he'll still be like, nah, you ain't fucking with me.
Right.
And I love that bravado of just like, nah, ain't nobody fucking with me. Because as a rapper, we've all
right.
had it. Like,
right.
niggas ain't seeing me, not on this rap shit, nigga. Like,
right.
So it seemed like L just never lets it go.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, tore cannabis a new one, like, in the same song, like. And I'm just like, damn, bro.
But did he really win that?
I don't think he really won that, but it ain't, you know, the battle he lost, but the war he won.
Oh, of course, because he's LL.
Yeah.
He set him up
lovely. It's almost
go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's almost like he set him up for the fail. It's almost like I tapped you on your shoulder, but I'm really the fuck over here. And when you look,
right.
he got his ass.
He slapped you on the other cheek.
Yeah.
I've always felt like if you can't, you got to honor him for no other reason than the fact that, again, longevity is hard to maintain
Facts.
In this game.
Facts.
And this man has been around for decades.
Yeah.
He's like the rap version of Robert De Niro.
Yes.
He's been around.
I
now,
agree.
In terms of pound for pound skills, I'm not saying he's not skillful, but I don't know he's in my top 10. In terms of ability.
He's definitely in my top 10.
He's definitely in the top 10 in terms of
my top 10.
Well, notice what I said. When we talk about greatest rapper, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about greatest lyricist.
Mm.
I'm talking about, you know, greatest rapper. Like, you know, it's like when you talk about greatest lyricist, you're going to, you know, refer to people such as, you know, Jay Nas,
Biggie,
you know,
Jadakiss.
Me, yeah. Rakim, right. Jadakiss, KRS, Big Pun.
Lord Finesse.
So you just named all them people and L ain't in there yet.
No, but I mean, actually, I would put L in there. I don't know where before, but I'd put him in there. But now when you talk about, you know, like the greatest rappers, you know what I'm saying, as far as like impact wise, you know, now you're talking about, you know, LL, Jay-Z, Tupac, Lil Wayne, Missy Elliott, but you see where I'm going with this.
No, listen, you know how many arguments I've gotten into people with when they go, anytime people talk about their top 5 to top 10 rappers, there was still Pac in there. And I always go, listen, Pac to me was more about emotion.
I'm with you.
You felt his emotion. When that
I
nigga
agree
said,
with you.
Tear the club up, nigga, you wanted to tear the club up. When he said, dear mama, you wanted to hug your mama. Now, lyrically.
He never quoted a bar saying it was.
No. I agree with you. But you know, it's like, you know, it's like Pac touched people's hearts.
Yes.
So therefore, it's like, you know, he is definitely one of the greatest rappers
right.
ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I mean, it's like it, lyrically, he wouldn't be in my top five.
Yeah, he's not right. one of the greatest MCs.
Right.
But
right.
also, he's definitely in my top five as greatest rappers. Definitely.
Lately, I've been really busy juggling shows and being a dad, and I'm always looking for ways to maximize my time and be more productive with it. And listen, I know everyone can relate to wanting to be more productive, especially online business owners. Am I right? I mean, you started your online store, you're doing what you love, selling products people want, and the orders are coming in fast. But the hardest part is often shipping those products out. That's the part that can be a pain. But luckily, ShipStation makes it easy. Using ShipStation for your business will allow you to import orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier using our deeply discounted rates, and automate just about any shipping task so that you can spend a lot less time on shipping and a lot more time growing your business. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more five-star reviews than anyone else. I'm telling you, no matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. And I love that about ShipStation. I travel so much that if I appreciate anything that I can easily do right from my phone, it makes life a lot easier. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments. Now, is that the ship or what? So ship more in less time. Use my offer code PETERS to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and type in PETERS. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code PETERS. Let's make ship happen.
Also with that list goes with your education on the history of hip-hop. Because the more educated and deeper you are in hip-hop, your list is going to vary from the beginning. You might say Kumo D. You might say Melly Mel. You mm-hmm. might, based on your knowledge.
Right.
Yeah.
But if your knowledge don't go that far back, then you're going to say the most current people.
Yeah, my son going to say Kendrick. My son's going to say Kendrick. He ain't going to say nobody
but
else.
But LL, you have to look, like he said, for LL to be here now and evolved right. from 30-something years, that's a award itself.
Yeah, that's what yeah. I'm saying, you know.
Yeah. We're talking longevity, yeah. But he wouldn't be in your top five.
But you could say he's not in the top five, but then you might put somebody in your top five that ain't last more than 7, 8 years or right. 10 years.
But let me ask this question. The way I redefined it, would you put him in your top five of greatest rappers? Not greatest lyricists, of greatest rappers.
But see, that's probably where my education on rap is bad, because okay. I assume rappers and lyricists
go together.
Same okay, thing. Got you. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, you got to understand, you had lyrical MCs in the late 70s, early 80s, lyrical MCs, and they get on stage and Busy B wear they ass out.
Definitely.
Busy B wear they ass out. And the best shit he's saying is bomb with the bomb, the dang a dang, diggy, 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 shake your boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Right. You know what I'm saying? And Busy wear they ass out.
Right.
Ain't nothing lyrical. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'll give you a prime example. One of the best things. When I was on LL Nitro tour, it's me, Slick Rick, De La Soul, and NWA was opening up. LL Nitro Tour, 1989, I believe, wow. or 90. I think 89.
Shit.
Yeah, 89. And, yo, LL hires Busy B as his hype man. When he got there, my dancer, Scrap Lover, he said, the fuck Busy gonna do? The bomb with the bomb stuff? I'm like, bruh. Watch and learn. I'm like, yo, don't underestimate Busy B. Watch and learn. Now, one of the problems where the energy wasn't there for LL was because when he came out on stage, he came out with the female dancers. and they all dancing and rubbing on him when he first come out on stage. But this is a ladies' man. The women in the crowd don't want to see no other women rubbing on you. Mm. So they're not screaming. They're not cheering because they mad.
They want you to be by yourself.
Yeah, they mad at these other female dancers. The dynamic all of a sudden changed because now when LL come out and the girls come towards him, Busy B crazy ass on the side. Bring on. Bring on. Oh, man. Bring on the dancing bitches. Bring on. And
you sound like Keith Robinson.
Yeah, and the dynamic just changed so crazy. With right. Now you hearing the women losing their mind. Like that first show when Busy wow. started doing that, everything changed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I said, Busy, he's not a lyrical MC, but he know how
he
to
gonna
control
get you on
the
that
crowd.
Stage. Mm.
He know how to control the crowd. You know what I'm saying? So it's like with MCs, you know, because it's like it didn't start with MCs. It didn't start as being lyrical, you know. Like from Hollywood on up to Keith Cowboy, you know, I don't think any of them were real lyrical. Hollywood, Eddie Cheeba,
Coke.
Well, Coke didn't rhyme. I'm talking about Hollywood, Eddie Cheeba, Lovebug Starsky, you know, like they wasn't lyrical. It didn't become lyrical until like I think 77, like with Mel.
Well, when you said earlier about how in the 80s rap had that particular sound.
Right.
It felt like guys like you, Rakim, were ahead of y'all's time because y'all didn't have that sound. Rakim, when I heard some of Rakim's first work, I went, this is different.
Yeah.
This just the way his approach, the music, this is different. Your shit didn't sound nothing like Run DMC or it didn't sound nothing like that. So, you know.
That's the game evolving.
Right.
Because you got the earlier blueprints, and then you got like, you watch like, that's like where LeBron at right now, but would LeBron be there if it wasn't for Jordan? And wouldn't Jordan be there if it wasn't for other players before him? It's a game that constantly evolves. I mean, it's going to Special Olympics now, but because... The game
we went
evolve.
From special ed to special ed.
You know, because we at a point now where the game is being dictated.
Yeah.
And the super talented dudes, if you don't have that backing, then you can get lost in the sauce because it's about views now. And, oh, he got 1 million views. But like I was saying, from the early years, I was a fan of Busy B. I watched him when Jazzy J snuck me into the Danceteria, and he's just not even doing records. He's just rocking routines that's making the crowd go absolutely bananas. And what I've learned with that, being an MC, is that MCs could rock records. They could rock crowds without hit records. Rappers need hit records. MCs don't. They'll get up on the stage, go a cappella, and it's over. It's over. Sometimes it's over. I've seen dudes get up on stage and kill it so bad that when the headliner comes on, they can't even keep up with the dudes that opened up. Because, like I said, MCing is an art. That's being able to control a crowd. That's being able to read a crowd. That's being able to say, it's like a comedian being able to know when, yo, I did these new jokes. I know when I say this shit, it's going to be crazy. It's the same thing with MCing. When you write that line, or when I say this, I'm expecting that response. Rappers can't do that.
Let me just say this, and I leave it at this. Dougie Fresh stand on stage for 40 minutes and don't do but 2 goddamn songs.
This is true. This is true. Greatest entertainer.
You mean where he's actually rhyming?
No, he only does
go
2 songs where he
actually
rhymes. Go to a
Dougie Fresh show and you hear the show.
And Lottie Dottie.
No.
No, you'll hear
no,
all the
No, the crowd do Lottie Dottie. You hear the show and keep rising to the top. The crowd.
Yeah, huh? If he got a little
that's
vicious.
That's vicious, though.
Yeah.
That's vicious.
Yeah.
Or, I'm saying or from Doug catalog, he performs the show, and he performs Keep Rising to the Top. The entire crowd does Lottie Dottie. He don't even do that shit.
And he'll be on stage 40
like
minutes.
Like Rakim doing Paid in Full.
And it'll be on stage 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
And that, killing it.
Whole other stuff going, nothing but crowd call and response, crowd participation stuff.
That's why I'm glad I'm glad I studied who I studied. When I think of talk about people like Kane and Doug and Rakim, like, so I still got the pen. Yeah, I still got the pen, but I still know how to get off on stage. Right. You know what I'm saying? And perform and give a show.
And I learned that from Dougie.
Dope.
Not counting Vanilla Ice, because I think he's no.
In your top five,
the bums. But all the other white rappers prior to Eminem, MC Search, the Beastie Boys,
Milkbone.
Was there a Milkbone?
Yeah, it was. He had a high record.
It feel like, obviously, Eminem has been held as the greatest of the white guy era, of all the white guys out there. Was Search and all them other dudes
Search was dope.
Respected
Search
like that?
Was, yeah, hell yeah. Yo, listen.
Search was really dope.
Back in the mid-80s, and this is before Third Base, you understand me? In the mid-80s, Search had a little independent song called Hey Boy. Search used to come in Latin quarters with his flat top, hip-hop clothes on.
He had the hairspray
flat and top. Walk in and get on the middle of the floor and start whopping, doing the running man, all this stuff. And everybody around it circle around MC Search. Go, white boy. Go, white boy. They love Search. They
in
love Search.
In LQ.
In Latin quarters.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Like, Search was like, you know, he like, back then, Search could get me in.
Wow.
I would be MC Search plus one to get in the quarters.
Well, wow. You know, all of you niggas are so easy to impress. As soon as a white motherfucker come in here, starts talking like a nigga, dancing like a nigga, all of you niggas go crazy for that white
that guy. Y'all that crazy guy right there.
Look at this white. Look at this white boy.
Nah, I just got to keep boy. It funky.
Right, like, keep that's real. That, it
Search, happens. Search is hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope, man.
And I mean, you know, yeah, Search is hip hop, and you know, I got.
And what
know,
about Beastie them. Boys? Because they seem like they started off hip hop and then turned rock.
No, Beastie Boys started off punk. Then went hip hop.
Yeah. Then I didn't even back. Know about the punk stage. I just came in.
Nah,
from,
they was punk they rockers. Was punk. They was punk rockers.
They was
yeah.
downtown, the downtown
CBGBs. CBGBs.
My first, you know, taste of them was, of course,
License to Ill.
Yeah, License to Ill.
Fight for Your Right to Party. Yeah. So I thought they was straight. Hip hop.
Nah,
the
I
game.
Mean, Hold It Now, Hit It, Paul Revere, Straight Out of Brooklyn. Them
Brass
shit was,
Monkeys.
Was, I mean, I love those songs. Right. I mean, it was like, it was the type of thing where they had their own lane. It was different than what we was doing, but, you know, it was still appreciated and it was love, you know? Right. So, I mean, it's like I call Search a lyricist. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? I don't call Beastie Boys lyricists.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But they
gotcha.
Had dope ass jams. They had dope jams.
They did.
You know?
Had a whole brand and lane of their own.
Yeah.
I was saying something when at that era, like we talking about the 80s, if black people liked your shit at that time, white boys?
Yeah. And let's not exclude Jump Around.
House of Pain.
House of Pain.
But again, this might be where my
Everlast
rap knowledge is limited. But other than that song, what else did they do?
No, but I mean, I'm talking about, you know, oh man, what's his name?
Everlast.
But I'm saying Everlast was a lyricist, though. Everlast was
but
dope.
We talking about
Everlast
early
was before
from
House of
syndication.
Pain. Then he started House
of
Pain.
He was with Ice in them, right?
Yeah, he was part of Rhyme Syndicate. Yeah. I don't know what kind of
Everlast was. Everlast is a lyricist.
Syndicate.
Like, dude got bars. Dude got bars. He like Everlast, yeah, he got bars. The thing I say about Eminem is this. As opposed to everyone else that we're mentioning. But the thing I'll say about Eminem is this. Eminem is not only a dope white MC. Eminem is a dope fucking MC, regardless of what motherfucking color you are.
Yeah,
he may release a shit album, but he released a dope album an album later.
Mm. You know?
And it's only shit because we didn't dig it.
I said before, I've never heard anybody... rapper, anybody manipulate vowel sounds the way he does.
Eminem?
Yes. Right. And the fact that by the time I hear his verse, I know it's as close to perfect as it can get because whatever word could have fit there, that motherfucker already tried it and it didn't work. So I'll listen to his bars and go back through the verses and be like, yeah, why didn't, oh yeah, well that wouldn't have fit right. Okay, well he could have said, no, he couldn't because that wouldn't have fit. Like, so You talking about a motherfucker who'll take a month to write a 16. We don't do that kind of shit.
See, this is why I have such a deep respect for rap as the art form, because listen, I can rap, but I can't rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I could, it would take me 2 years to come up with something solid.
Right.
But if I smoke enough weed and I zone out, I know how to punch lines and metaphors. Right. But there's so, this shit is such high chemistry that I tell people, unless you, like some of the stories you telling about how to work the crowd, how to know how to do this, the words you go to, mm-hmm. the vowels.
Yeah.
This shit is such a chemistry. I can't do that. Right. I cannot do that.
Right.
It's mind-boggling how motherfuckers come up with that. That's why when I hear, again, not to keep beating the drum, when I hear this garbage that's out here,
right.
I go,
you don't hear, it's no effort.
I can't. Come on, man. Nas did a song where he rhymed backwards.
Right.
You know how hard it is to rap forward?
Right.
Like, come on, man.
You know, M on that album he did a couple of years ago, Kamikaze, he did a couple of songs in the flow that the kids are doing now and fucking murdered it.
I think I heard that. Yeah.
Murdered it. Called them all out on their bullshit, right. too.
I think it was it was so much. I mean, in our era, it was just crazy because we was listening and holding on to all the words. Mm-hmm. And I know for one thing, when I heard Run DMC live at the Funhouse, just one line. If you said you heard my rhyme, we gonna have to fight because I just made the motherfucker up last night.
Yep.
I was like, here oh, shit.
You, yeah.
That
yeah.
was the okay. first time I heard motherfucker in a rap, too.
Yeah.
83.
And M is, you know, like I said, I still always felt like he was probably the one motherfucker that gave Jay-Z the business.
On that song, shit. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It ain't too many motherfuckers that could even hold a candle next to Hov, but when he got on that record, like Renegade, when he got on Renegade, something happened. And it was different. And I was just like, at some point in all of our lives, we've all heard the Eminem verse and went, damn, that white boy body that.
Do you dread looking at your credit card statement every month? I know I do. I don't blame you. There's nothing fun about credit card debt, but Upstart can help lift the weight off your shoulders so that you can finally feel the relief of being free of credit card debt. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan. And it's all online, whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high-interest debt, or funding personal expenses. Over half a million people have used Upstart to get a simple, fixed monthly payment. Unlike the others, Upstart looks at more than just your credit score. They also consider your income, your employment history, and that means they can offer you smarter rates with trusted partners. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see a rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000, and you can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/Peters. That's upstart.com/Peters. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/Peters to see what Upstart can do for you today.
Dude, listen, man. And when we talk about, again, rappers versus lyricists, to me, DMX, mm-hmm. the energy, you
yeah.
felt.
Yeah.
But then he would lyrically say some shit to fuck you up. That footage of them all behind backstage and they freestyling LL, I mean, not LL, Jay-Z, DMX. And he said the last line to his rhyme when he said, I take the straight razor and put pinstripes across your windpipe.
Mm-hmm.
I put pinstripes across your windpipe.
Yeah.
I went, God damn.
But, like, for us as rappers, when a motherfucker gets some shit off and we wish that we had said it, right. that's the ultimate compliment. Like, right. like when I see dudes and I walk up to you and go, bro, nigga, when you said da 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 da.
Right.
Whoo, like just getting bags at the airport and just right. I give you a pound and I walk the fuck
right.
off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's the ultimate
right.
compliment to a rapper, to right. an MC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
I've said that to Kool G Rap on numerous occasions.
G Rap always know? Has some shit that people yeah. never really paid attention to unless you're a hip hop head.
Yeah.
And even G Rap's last album
it was
dope.
A little hard to for me because it always sounded like when he rapped, he had something hot in his mouth.
Because he got a list.
Yeah,
we got a list.
You know, like he was gargling.
I got past that.
Now,
yeah,
that
I got
motherfucker
past that.
Said, when he said, you wish your name had a G, but to be a bad a G, boy, you got to play with strategy. I said, God damn, I wish my name right. had a G in it.
Right. Like,
wish my name had a G in it.
Right. Like, you always get to a point where, you know, when somebody say something, it sharpens your pen. You know what I'm saying? It almost yeah. made, like when Rakim did that take seven MCs, put them all on the line. You know what I mean? That whole fry, I was just like, bro, like, and it was so basic, but I'm just like, that's it. He's put them all on the line. Add seven more brothers that think they can rhyme. It'll take seven more before I go for mine, and that's 21 MCs ate up at the same time.
Now, I have to ask this, though, and you know, again, I feel like because y'all in the game, you're going to be political. You don't want to step on no toes.
I don't
being
care.
Being honest, we all East Coast people, right?
Facts.
All right. Like Jay-Z said, East Coast, home of the spitters. I tell people I'm biased, man. I might give a little credit to somebody in
but
the West.
You from New York.
But right. I'm about that wordplay.
Right.
As y'all talk about Kool G Rap and this person and that person. From other regions, is there anybody that y'all ever looked at and went, woo?
Yeah, I mean, I always like Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me,
Scarface, I always thought was a lyrical beast. Rascass. Andre 3000.
And, eccentric for me.
Huh?
He too eccentric.
I'm
for
with
me,
you,
man.
I'm with you.
Oh, nah, he's a lyrical.
Football say, pads and pink boots.
But I mean, yeah, listen. That ain't none of that shit in his bars.
I got you.
You know,
I got you.
And
it's like a nigga telling
if
you,
"If I lost you,
come in this alley, even though my dick out. Come in this alley. You straight. Come sing this in this alley.
If I lost you with three stacks and dig this here and CeeLo Green,
CeeLo Green.
CeeLo,
yo, come on, Rob, is that nigga
albums?
That's been fucking with you? What you want to do? You want me to run through with my gun, Drew? This nigga done did some shit he can't undo, and anybody that's with him, they deserve one too. Nigga, you got me in here fucking up my good clothes, and you scaring these hoes, man. Come on, man, CeeLo, you crazy as a motherfucker, man. What, CeeLo?
Right. Nah, I say shit. For me, Ice Cube.
Cube too.
I'm not an Ice Cube fan at all.
See, I love
at
Cube.
All.
Ice Cube, you
his cadence,
Ice Cube?
The way he rhymes, his words do nothing for me.
Wow. Did you listen to America's Most Wanted?
I can't
when
stand
against,
Cube.
When he went against N.W.A. nah. with No Vaseline,
yeah,
no what?
Oh, that shit was crazy.
Yo, DMC came to my house at midnight to play that shit for me.
What, no Vaseline?
Before it came out.
You know,
yeah.
First thing is, nobody should show up at your house. I'm coming over with no Vaseline at midnight.
You know what? I stuck my chin out for that.
Right?
I stuck my chin out for that one.
What did he do? He's like,
it's
hey, Kane, I'm coming over with no Vaseline.
Yo,
that's the same nigga telling you get in the alley with my dick out. Don't even worry about it. It's all good, son.
So you don't have no rappers that ain't from New York that you fuck with? Not a one?
I mean, his
in
hair must
years
be tuned the East Coast way. You know,
I'm
can
very
respect
similar
that.
Like
listen,
that.
Listen, I like Snoop, his earlier work.
Right.
Again, Pac, but Pac from New York, if we being honest.
Right.
But other than Snoop and Pac, man, I just, and especially when the South was hitting, I'm not a Southern fan.
I'm with
at
you
all.
On that. I'm right. the same with that.
I like niggas that read.
Yo, this
and
nigga
can.
Is. Yo, this motherfucker is.
All right, so you telling me that shit I just said about CeeLo, he wasn't spitting?
I gotta get past the fact that this nigga's built like R2-D2.
That ain't got nothing to do with the bars. That ain't got nothing to do with the bars, though, eh?
I can't invest.
Hey, that don't got nothing to do with the bars.
I hear you, but I'm looking at you, and you built like a trash can, nigga. That nigga built like a propane tank.
So who is in your top five? Give me a couple. I know DMX.
No, not top five.
Okay.
Top five is Jay-Z, Biggie, Nas, Jadakiss, Rakim.
All right, stop right there. That's five.
Right. And really, I'm battling between Rakim and Eminem for you the wildin'. Fifth spot.
You wildin'. And you ain't even say this, nigga.
Well,
I don't expect you to lie. No. I'm not saying that. No, listen, when you said I'm battling, you lost me because you said I'm battling with Rakim and Jadakiss. You lost me right there.
Rakim and Eminem.
Oh, Rakim and Eminem. Absolutely not.
So who takes the fifth spot? Eminem or Rakim? Rakim.
Jay-Z wouldn't be on my list.
Oh, you're crazy.
No.
You're crazy.
Yo, no. Jay wouldn't be on my
that
list.
That man entitled to his opinion.
He is.
Listen, yeah. Listen.
That's who he likes, man.
I'd put Jazz-O before I put Jay-Z.
Listen.
He did influence him.
But let's put it on.
Shit, Kane took him on the road.
When people say to me, comedically, who's your Mount Rushmore?
Got you.
I can name my Mount Rushmore, but then to me, there's the Mount Olympus. There's the gods. Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Bill Cosby, all the gods. Now, Mount Olympus, Mount Rushmore, Dave Chappelle, Patrice O'Neill, Tommy Davidson, Bill Burr.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying with Kane, it's like.
I'm just upset I didn't hear Carlin in there. Ugh. I love Carlin.
God. He's a pioneer. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? He's in the list somewhere.
Yeah.
Like I said, that time when I met you on Melrose, you showed mad love. You stopped your car and called me. And then when you said, yo, I'm Aries, I'm like, no, I know who you are, brother. You know, you showed mad love. I appreciate that. I don't have to be in your top five. I just appreciate you, you know, respecting, you know, huh? You know, I don't have to be in your top five. You know what I'm saying?
I can't fathom a top five without him in it. I can't. Yep. It don't even make sense to me.
Well, that's why I like you better than this motherfucker. But, you know.
But listen, here's what makes this so impossible.
Yeah.
If you said you're Mount Rushmore of basketball, of course Jordan. Of course Magic.
Right.
I think you got to throw in Bird. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people who battle for that fourth spot.
Right.
Kareem, Russell. Kobe, LeBron, Wilt.
Right.
That's almost impossible.
I get it.
You know, barbershop talk. Everybody going to have, you know, their own opinion. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I mean, hey, you know.
But
you know.
It boils down to the criteria which you putting them up for. You know, are you putting them up for lyrics? Are you putting them up? It depends.
Longevity.
Like, when I hear this list, you know, because I see the list all the time, the 50 greatest. I don't pay none of that shit no mind.
Never.
Because it's nowadays, that shit is done by motherfucking critics with no credentials.
Yeah.
You know, so when you saying, I don't even get into that top five, that shit is too impossible because it's so many incredible, great artists. I can't squeeze that into five. I could barely do it with 10.
Right.
I'll entertain it, but again, I entertain it as barbershop talk.
Right.
You know, we just shooting the shit and, you know, just playing around. You know, that's all it is.
I'm gonna say Kane. I'm gonna say Rakim. I'm gonna say, and no particular order.
Right.
Kane, Rakim, Kool G Rap, KRS-One.
But you did say my name first, motherfucker.
Yes, absolutely.
Classic.
You know, before I could even get into the Jay-Z, Biggie, and into that era, I have to make sure I'm not overlooking the era that
it pains me, dude.
Yeah,
because
look at your comedian stature, which you just did.
Right.
You name those again.
Mount Olympus, Pryor, Murphy,
Eddie,
Red Fox, or Cosby. You know.
See, but now lyrically, say your list again.
Jay-Z, Nas, Jadakiss, Biggie. And then Eminem or Rakim.
So now with your Olympus list, you go back to those that inspired you. Now when you say your rap list, it's more current than going back to the blueprints of the origin. You see what I'm saying? So I would look at your list, and I'm not mad at your list, but that list goes deeper because it's people that inspired them, and without these people before them,
you wouldn't
there
have them.
Would be no.
Well,
them.
I tell you this, and I this sounds like I'm being political,
because
I'm playing both sides of the fence. But if on that note,
no, but
then he's definitely in the top.
Right,
yeah,
but
him,
I'm just saying,
KRS,
I can't never tell you who to like and
right,
what to like.
Right,
but I'm just telling you with certain things, it's just like somebody saying they top comedians and not saying Pryor. How would you look at them? You'd be like, what? You ain't
right.
put Pryor? You ain't, nigga, are you high?
Right.
That's how it is when you say certain rap lists and you leave off certain people. You ain't say this person.
Right.
It's the same effect, but you talking from a comedic aspect of your greatest, and you talking about heavy hip hoppers and the purists from their aspect. It's always gonna be a clash.
I don't put people in front of who inspired them to me. So it's almost like I know that the lineage of Biggie and Hove is directly to him.
Right.
I can't, whoever influenced him, that's who he gonna say, Cass, Mel. But I know without him, ain't no Kane and Big, period. So I ain't gonna say Kane and Big before him. That's just me. Yeah, Jay and Big before him. So I don't put people in front of the people that I clearly know they were influenced by.
Right.
I just don't do that.
Right, because, I mean, my history with hip-hop goes so deep. It's going to go beyond the average listener.
Right.
I'm going back to, like you said, Melly Mel, Cass. And, you know, Spoonie G was probably one of the first storytellers that nobody give him credit for. You know, but without a Spoonie G, you probably wouldn't get a Slick Rick.
Right.
I think Kaz was probably the first, but I on
right,
on record
right.
on record Spoonie.
Right.
You
right.
know. I will say this, when it comes to,
and they put propane tank up on the screen.
Yo, shut up. Stop it, yo.
when it comes to Jay and Big, you know, it's like I grew up as a Grandmaster Kaz fan. And that was really my teacher. Like, you know, the first time I heard him rhyme, you know, I thought I was saying some hot shit. And then I hear this dude, you know, I'm like,
here he come.
Yeah, everything I'm doing is right. I ripped my whole rhyme book up, Skills. I started wow. my whole rap career over. I ripped my whole rhyme book up and said, yo, I'd never be dope unless I can right. do something on this level. I'm playing. This
right.
dude for real.
This be for real.
You know what I'm saying? And I started all over. And, you know, I started reinventing myself. And then I became Big Daddy Kane. So with me saying that, you know, yeah, taking Jay-Z out on the road with me and all that their stuff, and you know, showing them this and that, whatever, and you know, whatever Big like me and you know, Big and Mr. C was cool.
Right.
I only you know really talked to Big twice, but you know, based on what he has said about me. And what he learned from me and all that there, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, these brothers did their thing. And just like with Kaz, what Kaz was doing, I took it to another level.
Right.
What I was doing, Jay and Biggie took it to another level.
Right.
So they are allowed to be respected as better than me, even though they may have learned from me.
Right.
Because they took it to another level. That's that young grasshopper shit. Right. Snatched the pebble
from my
hand.
That's what you're supposed to do, right.
You
and
did.
You, now that you've done it, you ready.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
thing I'll
so
say
I
mean, about...
So I respect them, you know.
Facts.
One thing I'll say about Big, his transition was crazy. We was talking about battle rappers transitioning. And he's one of the immortal to me because you... Well, I've seen him rhyme one way and just totally grow. And when, you know, when people say who's who with Big, I'm going to be biased. Of course, I worked with him.
Right.
But I tell people all the time, name one flop. Like Big was batting 1,000. He went from doing the underground to transitioning to commercial. And now, usually when people try to go commercial, they hit a snag. They're going to hit a couple of flops because they trying shit. But everything he tried, he perfected.
I never seen, not to cut you off, Ness, but I and to back backpack on that. I never seen a motherfucker cover that many bases and still do it at an excellent level. Like, oh, you want some backpack shit with Premier? I got that shit. Mm. You want some shit for the bitches? I got that shit. Oh, you want some of this Bone Thugs? I got that shit. Like, he did all of it well in 2 albums. You know what I'm saying? So when you listen to the progression from the first album to the second one, he even was like, yeah, I can't even rap about the same shit. How many motherfuckers were like, oh, it worked. You sold 4 million. Oh, we're about to do this shit all over again. I'm going to do a premiere beat. I'm going to do a da-da-da-da. I'm going to do all this shit over again. He was like, I can't even rap about that same shit no more. I ain't broke no more. I ain't in the hood no more.
One more chance?
Right.
It was over.
Yeah. Look at
it was
like
over.
And you got to understand, you know, Kane Yose only met Biggie twice, but out of those 2 times, one of them you put him and Pac on stage in Madison Square Garden with you. And that alone, out of 2 times meeting a cat, and 1 time that one fucking freestyle that they did that night, still it holds up to this day.
I know I'm probably going to fuck this up because I haven't done it in a million. No, because I haven't done it in a million years.
Here it goes.
No. I know I'm going to fuck this up because I haven't done it in a million years, but I'm going to try. When I say I'm not a rapper, but I rap, and I don't do a good Biggie impression, but I remember I tried to, and I had wrote something where I said, Biggie baby delivers, cold like the shivers, talk slick shit. Spit game is vicious, malicious. How I roll through you like a cancer. Doc speak, bleak, talk about your chances. Seem to work slow to chemo. Flesh to the bone marrow. Life window narrow. Fuck sorrow, fuck beef. Make peace with your priest at least. Nigga think about tomorrow. Papa, spot ya. Biggie B done dropped ya. Frank, keep it real, keep it frank like Sinatra. When it come to gunplay, you niggas strange to us. Type for the fight, that'll strain the bust, that's strange to us. We pack a punch like Mike, like when he trained with cuss, who blaming us? Must be kidding like Robin Givens, if you think your lame ass is taming us. Biggie baby.
No, that's good as fuck. Like, goddamn, I wish that was a big one. Like,
I'm not a rapper.
No, but that was dope.
But I could.
That was
do a
dope.
Little.
The stops and the goals and the chops. Oh,
yeah,
man,
and
listen.
The cadence, yeah.
Bro, like, woo. That was dope.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It took me damn near 2 years to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas right. Y'all get in the booth and boom, boom, and you got it.
Right.
It took me 2 years where I was like, okay, Kaden, bubba, nigga, baby, bub. Oh, it just
right.
Right.
Oh. I got it.
Yeah.
Look, as much as I love fast food, I know that I can't eat it all the time. But cooking can be consuming and annoying, so it's hard to motivate me to do it. Like, really difficult to do that. But now that I'm using HelloFresh, cooking is no big deal for me. I mean, it's still kind of a big deal for me, but it's fast, it's easy, and all the recipes are right there, and they're really delicious. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. I can tell you right now that my mouth is actually watering. You can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. You know I love a deal, right? So believe me when I tell you that HelloFresh is a great deal. It's 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than going to a restaurant. And the thing is, their meals taste like amazing restaurant meals. So it's a win-win situation. I think the best thing for me is how much flexibility I have with HelloFresh. My schedule changes all the time, so I need flexibility. And with HelloFresh, I can skip orders when I know I won't be home, and I can customize my box every week so that if I have friends staying with me, there's enough food for them too. I can even double up on my kids' favorite recipes to keep them happy. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Who needs that many chicken nuggets? Hey, they give me options, which is super helpful. It really makes my life a lot easier. So go to HelloFresh.com/12Peters and use code 12Peters for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/12Peters. That's the number 12 and my last name, Peters. And use code 12Peters for 12 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. You got cats like Prodigy who always rapped about the same shit.
Listen, some of the best 2-bar intros I ever heard in my life. Every time that motherfucker started rapping, you remember them first 2 bars.
Absolutely.
On damn near every song.
I put my life down on this.
I put my lifetime in between the papers line. Right. It's a war going on outside. No man is safe from like
that beat. Oof.
Yeah, like when he started rapping, he pulled you in first 2 bars.
Yes, in the $100 billers.
What?
Yes.
What?
But he stayed angry.
Yeah.
Like from the second album onwards.
That just means
he was from Queens.
No, his success wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
I noticed all the rappers that start out hardcore, but when they hit that 50% tax bracket, them niggas learn to smile.
Like who? Who's give us an example?
I mean, Snoop started gangster and then did records with Katy Perry, nigga.
Understand. Understand. There will be no Snoop slander.
Ice Cube was always
Snoop has the Ice greatest hip hop catalog ever.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, yay, yay. And then we found out, you know, niggas know how profitable it is to smile.
Yes. Yeah, we learned that from Bill Cosby.
That's why he be clubbing.
Right.
Yeah, but that's the craziest thing, though, with Ice Cube, man. Because, I mean, it's like the way we knew Ice Cube.
Right.
You know, as you know, gangster rapper, lyrical. And then, like, the way the kids know him today as dude that make movies right. about children.
Right, where are they now and shit? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this was the same dude who once made a song called Burn Hollywood Burn.
Yeah. We all grow.
Well, when them pockets grow.
Like, but I look at it this way. When I go back to paying attention, because Cube in my top five, but to go from writing raps to writing scripts to fucking like elevating yourself, and it's all from his pen game. Yeah, so he wrote Friday.
All right, but that ain't got nothing to do with rap, though.
Yeah,
that's a different beast.
Nah, but we still talked about he was writing for half of these motherfuckers. Like, nah, you gotta give him his props. No Vaseline, America. You don't even appreciate America's Most Wanted because of where he was from, but you appreciate Public Enemy and Chuck.
Yeah.
All right, then you gotta go back and listen. That was produced by the whole Bomb Squad.
That's true.
I can't.
You like what you like.
Good day. I can't get past. Yes.
Nice. No, so you got it.
I don't know about y'all motherfuckers,
but if I ever make another album, I'm bringing it straight to Aries for him to critique it. I want to hear his opinion before I put it out.
Classic. He gonna give you the real.
Yeah.
You gonna have the win just because you from where I'm from. You know what I mean? So you
automatically. See, you biased.
No, but I don't mean it like that. No. I don't mean it literally. I mean. Figuratively. Nah. I know he's going to bring the thunder.
If a motherfucker from Brooklyn was whack, you wouldn't say it because he's from Brooklyn. Nah,
no, if he was whack, I'd say he was whack.
All right, so who whack from Brooklyn?
I mean, I ain't never heard. Everybody I know from Brooklyn was dope. I ain't never heard nobody that somebody said was whack.
Okay. All right. I mean, you did
shit on Dos Effects, and they're from Brooklyn.
You did. No, they ain't from Brooklyn.
But come on, man.
Yeah, they are.
They ain't from Brooklyn.
They're not.
Are they from
Connecticut.
I kick it to come from Brooklyn because of Brooklyn's where I'm from.
Yeah, no, they are from Brooklyn. They went to school in Virginia,
Listen,
though.
Everything ain't going to be perfect. You know, you're going to have some ducks.
I like that. I can't believe you didn't like Dos Effects.
I can't name any other song than that one.
Mike Checker? Straight from the sewer?
Yeah.
None of that?
That was a hit?
Yo, man, they got some.
You from Brooklyn, nigga?
No, he's from Manhattan and North New Jersey.
Oh, I thought he was from Brooklyn. Maybe that's where the disconnect comes.
Baby, Hell's Kitchen, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
So we talk top five, and I always like to do this. Give me a nigga that would never be in your top five.
That would never be?
Ever.
Pac would never be in my
rap
top
wise? Ludacris.
What?
Not in my top five, but Ludacris is one of the only Southern MCs who I go.
He can rap.
He can rap.
Ludacris got bars.
He can spit.
The whole South.
I'm just waiting. Listen, you are just a New York biased nigga.
Where's the lyrics?
T.I. can't
Ludacris
rap.
I'll give it to T.I. a little bit.
Rick Ross can't rap?
No. Rick Ross cannot fucking rap.
Y'all wildin'. He seems like he's trying to be Biggie.
Y'all wildin'. Because he's fat and dark skinned. He can't help that.
Oh. I heard a fucking Rick Ross freestyle. I wanted to throw my radio out my car.
Y'all wildin'.
He said, motherfucking Fed. F-E-D. I'm like, you just spelled Fed, you fucking ignoramus. I couldn't
but
stand
that. Where's he from?
Florida.
He from Florida.
What'd I say, man? Reed, nigga.
Reed, yo.
I'll take Luke. I like Luke.
You ain't what? You take Luke over what?
Over Rick Ross.
We talking about rapping, Russell.
Hey man, I'm talking about
Luke. Give me
music.
A Luke bar.
There's not one.
Pop that pussy, baby. Pop that pussy, baby. Pop, pop, pop the pussy, baby. Pop that pussy, baby.
Scar. That's your Luke bar.
Dude, let me tell you something. If and you heard my
What's your favorite Zodiac sign?
You heard my top 5/6 of hip hop. Let me finish the list and put it at 10. So I said Eminem, Rakim, 5/6, Big Pun, Big L, DMX. That's my top 10.
Okay.
There's no disrespect to the South.
Got you.
Or the West. There's not one person that's better than any of those guys.
Okay, that's fair.
That's true.
Starface?
You think he's better than those top 10?
Nope.
Is he better than, he said,
Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, Jadakiss, Rakim.
Big Daddy Kane.
Rakim, Eminem, Big Pun, Big L, and DMX.
So you're saying name somebody that's better to Starface better than Jadakiss.
Hell, you crazy as fuck.
Man,
fuck
you,
are crazy.
Out, yo.
You are crazy.
Fuck this whole podcast.
Somebody escort this man to the state line.
You wildin'.
You crazy.
You're Scarface crazy.
Is better than Jadakiss.
You're crazy. No.
Jadakiss will tell you Scarface is better than him.
It's because Jada's being humble.
No.
Let me FaceTime this nigga right now.
No.
Nigga.
Or Jada.
Kiss.
You're crazy.
I'll FaceTime Face.
You got a hell of a 10. It's hard to find somebody to be able to fuck with Big, Hov, Pun, Big L. You got a mean 10. But it's somebody out there. And
name
them. Effect. I just did.
No, you didn't.
I just did.
You didn't believe what you said when you said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did. I did. Scarface up there, bro.
I'll give him 11 then.
Damn.
But not,
I
he
like
ain't better than Jada.
I like Face as a person, but I couldn't tell you one fucking song.
Wow, y'all are disrespectful on a Friday.
Son!
Y'all are disrespectful.
I remember the album.
Jesus. Nope. It's the disrespect for me.
Listen,
I give you that.
Skills with the church on us.
I give you that. I give you that.
Let me be clear. Let me be clear. I'm definitely giving notice heavy hitters in every region. Definitely. But as far as that 10, none of these dudes replace anybody in them 10.
Give me at least 4 from the West Coast or from the South.
Snoop, Pac, from West Coast. I'm going West Coast. Snoop, Pac. I don't know nobody else.
Alcoholics. I love the Alcoholics.
It's from the South, T.I., Jeezy.
Jeezy ain't no rapper.
Jeezy?
Nah.
Wayne?
Nah.
Yeah, see? It's a struggle. It's a struggle for me.
I'll turn all this shit over.
Ice Cube? I can't do Cube, man. I just can't do Cube. As a comedian and as a person in the movie business, what also turns me off about Ice Cube is acting-wise. He's the same motherfucker in... But I have a bad taste in my mouth for Cube.
What they got to do with the bars?
I'm just saying.
See, no. Kane sat here and gave you some slick ass talk from CeeLo, and you can't get past the way the nigga shaped. Let's keep it a bean.
I can't rock with you when you shape like that.
Some guys like scooped ice cream, and some guys don't like soft serve.
Oh,
you know?
Look.
Look at it. Look. I can't do that. I can't do that.
You act like niggas from New York never did no corny shit.
Okay, listen. There's fat niggas in New York who...
Jadakiss had on the shiny suit.
But that was the
that
Puff
era. That
was
when era. He signed a Bad Boy.
Yeah, and he was trying
to... Y'all always got an excuse.
That wasn't Jada's fault.
Y'all always got
an
excuse.
A lot of motherfuckers do wild shit to try to get out that ghetto.
Of course. Hey, so the same gold outfit... That CeeLo showed up with it at the Grammys. I seen Cannabis with the same shit, but it was silver. Y'all ain't say nothing about that.
But that Wyclef
had him out here looking crazy.
But that man's bars is immaculate.
Oh, God.
Cannabis is immaculate.
Oh, God.
His wordplay is immaculate.
This was fun. Ari, he ain't moving off his soapbox. I get it. You proud. I get it. I love it. I get it. But you're right. It's hard to give... You anybody from any era that's fucking with that Tim.
Dude, I shower with Tim's on, nigga.
I ain't mad at it. That's what's up.
He got a Carhartt towel.
Listen, a New York Nick fucking bathroom. I get it. I give it to you. Shower curtain.
This might go down as one of the greatest episodes of Culturally Canceled.
Can I give out my podcast,
brother? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, make sure y'all subscribe to my podcast, Spears and Steinberg, The Jew and the Jerk. It's available on all streaming platforms. Or hit me up in my Instagram and my DMs, and I'll personally send you the links, man.
Make sure you check out my podcast as well. Did I ever tell you the one about Big Daddy Kane?
And make Dude, sure I didn't know you had one. I got to be on, man.
Make sure you check out my podcast. It's Hip Hop Confessions. You can follow me on everything at SkillsVA.
I don't got none of that shit yet.
Yeah, you Shut do. Up. You got Lord Finesse DITC.
You shine, though, brother. Look, man, you know what you're doing?
Go to my website, LordFinesseDITC.com. And I'm Saturday brunch every Saturday on Twitch. Lord Finesse DITC. Y'all done name some, you know, my podcast. Check out my presidential lecture I do. You know, y'all went extra with the shit.
Hey, Ness, you're the only guy that's been a second guest twice on this.
Yeah, because the first time I was on, I wasn't really on. I was like a fucking bystander.
I mean, that was Smooth B running
took
the shit
it over.
The
you, first just, time, you just started so. This, right?
Yeah, how many episodes deep are we now? 10 deep.
Oh, that's what's up.
And just for the record, not because Aries my brother in comedy, but I tend to agree with everything he fucking said there.
Yeah, man,
I'm very East Coast minded. I was upset when cats were coming in from Boston for a minute. I was like, well, fuck you from God, Boston. I'm going to hear about you.
Damn.
So I'm very East Coast centric when it comes to that, too. And Skills is probably the only Southern MC I'll give any credit to.
You from the South?
I'm from Virginia.
Oh, shit, okay. I thought you was East Coast.
No, I am. It's on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's
damn, yo, he is a New York nigga to the heart.
I mean, it's the East Coast, but it ain't the East Coast.
And nigga said, yo, I said, I'm from Virginia. And nigga said, damn, I thought you was from the East Coast.
Yeah, but you from the East Coast in the South.
Yeah, I get it. But I ain't Florida, like. No, well, I was heavily East Coast influenced.
Yeah,
I got Tim's too, nigga.
All right, I just you know,
I got New York fitted on now.
I got you.
Bet. Russell, we appreciate you for having us.
Thank
man. This
you,
was
Skills.
Dope.
I want to give a thank you to everybody. Lord Finesse, Mad Skills, Aries Spears, and Big Daddy Kane. This was our this was the most fun fucking episode of Culturally Canceled I've done so far. Tune in on iHeartRadio and wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, everybody. And my man, Ooh, let's give a shout out to Ooh for yelling out in the background.
Ooh!
Ooh, from Nupius. Hey, thanks for listening to Culturally Canceled. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you like the podcast, be sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about it. And if you're being a negative Nancy, why don't you keep your shitty opinions to yourself? And follow us on Instagram at Culturally Canceled or Culturally RP on Twitter, or both. We're also on YouTube if you want to see what the backyard is all about for yourself. Not really all the backyard, but just where we do the podcast. Also, we have a phone line now, so you can call and leave a message. You can ask me about hip-hop, parenting, food, boxing, relationships, MMA, comedy, whatever. Whatever you feel like you want to know about, and I'll do my best to answer your question. If you want to leave a message, the phone number is 424-666-1983. That's 424-666-1983. Until next week, keep it real.